You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome again. We're continuing on the study of the Sabbath, and I'm going to dive right back into this. You know, a lot of people are interested in the book of Revelation. They view it as a prophetic book, as something that the Bible records the events that are going to happen in the future. And I agree with them. Some of Revelation is history, but a lot of it points to the return of Jesus and the events leading up to it. And it starts out, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day," and John wrote this. The Lord is obviously Jesus, but on the Lord's day, what is this day? Well, people would say, obviously, this is Sunday. Well, wrong. Obviously, that's wrong. There's no scriptural support for this faulty interpretation. On the contrary, the only day that Jesus specifically identified as his day was the Sabbath, Saturday. Jesus himself said, "The Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day." He said that Matthew chapter 12, verse 8 records it for us. So, because the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day, that means that the Lord's day is Saturday, the Sabbath. That's the Lord's day, not Sunday. See how Satan has twisted this? He's taken these false interpretations, these false concepts that were devised, and he gave them to man to perpetuate this lie. And you mess up the basis and have people come to faulty conclusions before they ever read anything from God's Word, the Bible itself. Now, the fourth commandment is the seventh day of the Sabbath of the Lord. That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. So, Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. That means he is God Almighty in human form. If we stick to God's Word alone, it's clear that the book of Revelation, when John says he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, that's the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the day that identifies which God you worship. The fourth commandment. Seven is a very special number in the Bible. The book of Revelation speaks of seven churches in chapter 1, verse 11. It talks about the seven golden candlesticks, chapter 1, verse 12. Seven stars, chapter 1, verse 16. Seven lamps of fire, chapter 4, verse 5. Seven spirits of God, chapter 4, verse 5. Seven seals, chapter 5, verse 1. Seven trumpets, chapter 8, verse 2. Seven angels, chapter 15, verse 1. And the seven last plagues, chapter 15, verse 1. These plagues are poured out on those who follow the beast, whose number is 666, Revelation 13, 18. See, seven is God's special number. And Jesus is represented as a lamb, and he reveals that seven is Christ's special number because it points to him as the maker of the heavens and the earth. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.